Hello, I'm Lisa Steinberg, and I'm the editor-in-chief for Starry Constellation Magazine. I'd like to welcome you to my podcast. Starry Constellation Magazine started back in 2003 as a small e-zine, and now it has blossomed into the amazing website that you see before you. Thank you so much for your support, and thanks for playing among the stars.
How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. I was just wondering if I could get your reaction to losing, being on that stage, what was going through your head.
You know, what was going through my head is I absolutely knew it was coming.
You did?
I did. Yeah. I really felt at peace with the decision.
You know, because I've been reading some message boards, and I think a lot of people thought Sanjay was going to go home. Did you think that at all, or no?
No, I mean, you sort of get, I think you get a feeling when it's about time for you to go. Like, I messed up my words, and I hadn't created enough momentum musically to sustain a mistake like that.
Okay. So you weren't surprised you lost to Sanjaya?
No. I didn't lose to anybody. I just got the least amount of votes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, Brandon. How are you?
Hey, man. How are you?
I was wondering, you were talking about how you didn't get a chance to build up momentum, not forgetting words aside or included. What would you have done differently if you had to do this over again?
If I had to do it over again, I would probably pick better songs that showed the range and I think some of the bigger qualities of my voice. I think I would have done a better job of making myself stand out vocally, like I think a lot of people were waiting for me to do. And I never quite did that, but then again, I have no regrets.
Yeah.
You know, I did songs that I like. I did songs that I like and love to sing, but I didn't necessarily pick songs that showed off my voice as best as I could have, you know?
And then I was wondering if you could shed some light. When Sanjay left the stage last night, he almost seemed devastated, almost mortified as he was walking off the stage. Is that just because he was sad to see you go, or the expression on his face almost registered as, I can't believe I need to go through this another week? Why do you think he looked the way he did?
I actually have no idea. I just know I love the kid, and he's a sweet guy, and we've all grown very close to each other being on the show, so it's hard to see anybody leave, and I think every week, you know, there's no mistake, and there's no confusion as to why we're all in tears. I mean, we genuinely care about each other, all of us, and so I think it's rough to see anybody go, And I can't tell you why he felt it one way or the other, because, you know, I'm not him and I can only speak for myself.
All right. Thanks for your time.
No, thank you, man. Thanks for your question. Good question.
Hey, Brandon.
ACL, what's happening?
Absolutely. I wanted to ask you, what actually happened, how you forgot the lyrics? What went in your mind? Did it just blank or something, or what actually occurred on Tuesday?
Actually, it's actually kind of funny because, you know, I wish I could chalk it up to nerves or pressure of going first, you know, as a lot of people speculated. But honestly, it was me having too good of a time. Honestly, I went out there, had a great time. I did my little dance, my little hip shimmy, and the crowd screamed. And that was the loudest the crowd had been the whole time in the competition. And I was like, whoa, this is awesome. What the heck are my words? You know, and I completely lost the line. My mind went blank. I reverted to a different version of the song and just sort of paused and waited for my opportunity to jump back in, and did so as best as I could.
And it wasn't an issue of rehearsal time. Did you feel like you had enough rehearsal time? Were you prepared ultimately?
Well, you know what? I prepared as best as I could, as I did every week, and we all had the same amount of time. So I can't complain about my mistake. That was my mistake. I'm not going to pass it off over to anybody.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, Brandon.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Good. How are you? Congratulations on your success this far. What is next for you?
Hopefully, my slow but sure takeover of the world. No, I honestly feel like the sky's the limit for what is upcoming. This show can be such a good vehicle. I'm so proud to be in the top 12, and I'm hoping that I can use it to help kickstart my career in music. This is what I've always wanted to do. I'm a career musician, but I'm always, of course, I'm always open to other things, you know, such as acting and the like. But hopefully I'll get my hands around anything, any opportunity that comes my way and make the best of it.
And can you go back to, would you ever go back to backup singing, or did this give you the confidence to seek a solo career?
You know, I think this gave me the confidence to seek a solo career. When you're a little kid, I've said it before, when you're a little kid, you don't dream of being a background singer. It's a great job, and I love every second of doing it. But on the same page, you know, I've always wanted to be on that big stage, and to get a taste of that is a little too sweet to let that to let that slip away and be relegated to the background once again, you know. So I'm excited to continue going forward on the solo path.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Brandon. Thanks for doing.
Oh no.
Hi, Brandon. Thanks for doing this call.
Oh no problem, man.
Well, was your going first a factor in how people voted, even if you were ready to perform?
You know what? I think going first is a double-edged sword. It can be the best thing. Like, if I would have went out there and knocked it out the park and the judges had nothing but great things to say, then it would have been a great thing for me. But you can't go out there and forget your words in the first song. You just can't. And unless you have a huge fan base to be your parachute, then, you know, you can't survive stuff like that. And I knew that when I made the mistake. That's probably one of the reasons why I was so at peace with being cut, you know? I saw it coming.
Right. And did any contestants support you in your dealing with forgetting the words?
Everybody. Everybody was very supportive. Every single contestant came in and told me how good I did despite the mistake, and they appreciated the fact that I picked up and didn't. It could have been a disaster, but I tried to maintain as much as I could.
Well, fine job this season. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
How was it working with Diana Ross, and did you find her advice helpful to you?
It was fantastic, and she's an absolute sweetheart, but incredibly intimidating. Just not by anything she says or does, but just by her presence. Like, just being in the presence of her made me so nervous. And she basically told me about those nerves. She said her father told her when she was little that, you know, nerves are the same as excitement. So I'm not just nervous, I'm just excitement. And she told me to find my center and really concentrate on finding my peace in performance and making sure that the nerves don't get a hold of me at the wrong time.
Do you think on your time on the show that you were able to break out of the mold of the background singer?
I think I was, more so than the judges would have implied. You know, everybody has their opinions and everything, but I really feel like given the opportunity to not even tell anyone that I was a background singer, I wouldn't have gotten half the comments that I got, you know?
Yep. Well, thank you, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Hey, Brendan, how's it going?
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
I'm doing good.
I guess I can't answer a question with a question. I'm doing good, and you?
Listen, I wanted to ask you, you know, so far this season, the comment has been made by the judges several times about how this is really a singing contest, not a popularity contest, and I wanted to know if you could comment on that and if you think that played to any degree into your being eliminated this week.
I don't know if this is a singing contest or a popularity contest or which one is more valid, but the fact of the matter, it's a contest. And however, you know, by whatever means people decide to vote, whether it's on your voice, your looks, or whether they like you as a person, you know, it has no bearing on the validity of the winner. It is what it is, and we all knew this going into it, so you just try to do your best on the show and hope that it works out for you and hope that you can pick up some fans along the way that keep you going. And I got all over the top 12, man. Like, I'm pretty elated just to be there.
No, I hear you. You just mentioned with the last caller about your background or your history as a background singer. I'm wondering if you think that, given that you and Melinda have, you know, the background singer history, do you think that maybe that might have actually worked against you and that the judges may have held you to higher standards than the rest?
You know, it very, very well may have, but on the same page, look at Melinda. You know, she's a background singer too, and she stepped up to the occasion. And honestly, like I said earlier, I didn't choose songs that really allowed me to do that. Like I think the judges and a lot of people thought that I was capable of doing, that I think that I was capable of doing. I didn't do that, so that was a failure on my part. But, I don't know if it worked against me or not. I think my picking the wrong songs worked far more against me than anything to do with my background singing.
Sure. Okay, thank you very much.
No problem.
I know you guys do get really close, and I'm just curious. I noticed back when Leslie got eliminated how upset Gina was. Can you tell me who your roommate was?
My roommate at the time was, for the most part of the show, it had been Phil.
Okay.
And we changed locations, and it became Chris Sly.
Gotcha. And so, I mean, so you got to be really close with somebody you're sharing a room with.
Yeah, you get really close. Like, Phil and I have become really close, and honestly, I've only been living with Sly for a week, but, you know, I've been on the show with him for weeks, so we're all friends and we're all close, but it was just hard to see anybody go. I liken it to trying to pick your favorite sibling.
Right.
Because, honestly, inside the idol bubble, as they call it, you know, you're sort of closed off from the outside world. You don't get to see your family and you get to see your friends, so these people become your family and your friends.
Let me ask you this. I know that in the past 5 seasons that only the top 10 have gone on tour. Do you think that ought to change and all of you go on the tour?
Who knows? I sure hope so. You know, getting to the top 12 is a big deal, apparently. The fact that we've all made it there, I think it would be great if we could all go on tour. But, you know, as the rules are, it's the top 10, and if that doesn't change, I'm completely okay with that. But if it does, I'll be very happy.
Well, I hope you guys come through Sacramento again, because it sure is a fun show. And thank you very much. You're a great contestant.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Cheers. Have a nice one.
I just had a general question. I'm going to be going. I'm going to be attending my first Idol taping next week.
Okay.
And I want to just get a feel from you on how intense that night is for the singers, and did that intensity affect you at all at any point?
Which one? Which night? Results night or performance night?
Performance night.
You know, performance night is fun and no fun at the same time. You know. Because we all love to perform, that's why we're there. We all love to sing to the same page. None of us like to be judged, especially immediately following a performance, no matter how good or bad you may think you have done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't enjoy standing there and being judged. So, you know, it's a mix. It's a mixed bag of excitement and anxiety.
That's great. And
yeah.
How do you guys usually spend that right before you take the stage? Are you all like in a back room somewhere, pacing, whatever?
Pacing, there's some meditating, there's some jokes being told to lighten the mood, and really, you know, we're just extremely supportive of each other. As much as nobody wants to go home, nobody wants anybody else to go home either, so, you know, we're very supportive of each other, and we want everybody to knock it out of the park every week, because whoever wins, everybody wants to know that they won because they did a great job, not because somebody else did a bad job, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Matt. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Brandon, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Oh, thank you for taking the time to speak. This is, you know, this is fun.
I hope we're not battering you too much. But.
Oh, no, it's not at all. You have to excuse me if I thought it was a little raspy. I've been doing interviews all day.
My first question for you is just, what did you really learn the most from your experience being on Idol? Of course, you're a background singer, so you have a lot of knowledge already, but what did you learn the most from your time on the show?
You know, the what I learned the most is that no matter what people say, you know, in the press or the judges or whatever, I can take it, you know, and I'm good enough to be out there, and I just need to, every time I step on the stage, sing like it's my last moment. You know, I need to get on, every time I step on stage, whether I'm singing my music or someone else's music, I need to bring it like it needs to be brought, and take no excuses, you know. Yeah, I mean, that's basically what, just to give it your all every time, all the time. And that's why I didn't do this show. I gave it my all with limits.
And with being a background singer yourself, were you able to give advice to the other contestants about how to be confident and how to really bring their presence to the stage?
You know what? I think the background singing background, my background in background singing, it really helped me to give a little perspective to some of the people how great and grand this opportunity was, and how, you know, not to beat yourself up about things. Just, you know, just go with the flow and have a good time on stage. I think that's the only thing that I could really help everybody with. And it's easy to give advice. to apply it to yourself is a tricky part.
Well, thank you so much again for speaking with us. It's a real pleasure.
Thank you. Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, doing good. Thanks for doing this. I was just wondering, I know you touched on this already, but, you know, the judges' comments, the good, the bad, you know, they usually go back to you being a background singer. Now, can you just break down the pros and cons of coming into this competition with the label background singer as something that's part of you?
Well, you know what, the pros were that I come in with a story that's, you know, that could be interesting for people to tell, which could be interesting for people to want to root for me for, right? But on the con side, I have all these expectations of what I'm going to sound like before I open my mouth.
Okay.
You know, just being judged before you're judged,
mm-hmm,
is the bad part, the downside, and the sort of perception that people may have that I have an unfair advantage, you know, or not, because it's just not true. I mean, nobody has an unfair advantage over anyone. We're all just playing the game and trying to get to where we want to get the best way we know how.
And also, Paula, one of her comments is that, you know, she didn't have to tell you what you did wrong. You know, you did many things right. And then it goes back to, you know, with Sanjay with his hair, you know, the comments about the girls', you know, outfits, you know. So it's like, do you prefer, and the contestants in general being up there, do you prefer the judges to be brutally honest and focus on the performance rather than, you know, deflect the criticisms?
Mm-hmm. You know, that's actually, I love the idea, see, like, there's a go with my voice. I love the idea of there being, you know, three individual opinions up there, but I, you know, I've said it before, I do wish sometimes that they would stay on point as far as, you know, critique the performance, critique the voice, you know, clothes and sometimes body type and body, you know, appearance, things that cannot easily be changed on a person should not be commented upon, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. So you sing for Usher and Christina Aguilera and Anastasia and all that. I was wondering, have you heard from any of them or many other people at any point during the competition?
You know what, the only person I have heard from was Anastasia, and honestly, I've been singing with her the longest and we're the closest, probably, of all the people I've worked for.
Yeah, I think I saw you guys before she broke. She was doing a show in Atlanta. I think I remember seeing you, actually.
Well, Anastasia, she's just so, you know, she's just so loving and she's so supportive of what I'm doing, and she's very happy for me. She's very happy to see me move on. She's always told me that I could go beyond singing a background singer, so it was really nice to hear from her and hear that she was supportive and rooting for me.
Yeah, cool. And in one of your tape segments, you said you sort of fell into it. How did that even come about?
I sort of fell into background singing?
Yeah.
Well, you know, strangely enough, I was working at Blockbuster Video, and I, you know, just met some people through a friend and got recommended to audition for Anastasia, and I went and auditioned for Anastasia for her musical director, and they hired me. I got that gig, had it for a couple months, went with Christina, ended up staying with Christina for a couple of years. When I left Christina, I went back to Anastasia, then with Usher, and in between, I did gigs here and there with, you know, Justin Timberlake and different artists, and it's just sort of snowballed into this career. That's actually one of the reasons why I didn't, you know, why I've never had the opportunity really to pursue my solo career, because I've been singing background so consistently.
Right. Yeah.
That, you know, when you get used to a steady paycheck and you really do have to take that time off and make those sacrifices to commit to being an artist.
Yeah. That's cool. And lastly, how much time did you actually have with Diana Ross? Was it just what we saw on TV, like this few minutes when you sang?
Oh, no. Actually, you know, it, of course it's edited down because it was only, you know, only an hour, a 2-hour show. But, we went in, we met with her, we spoke with her, and we sang our song as she commented. And, you know, if it needed to be done again, then we did it again. If not, then she would make her comments and we would hug her and leave.
Cool.
You know, it was really great. Like, she was really a really good mentor, and I'm glad I stuck around long enough to have her as a mentor.
Yeah, cool. Thanks, man. All the best to you.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Hey, how are you doing, Steve?
I'm pretty good, thank you. I'm just wondering, you made the comment before about when you forgot the words and you kind of went into a different version of the song. Does having to do those abridged versions of the song kind of, does that really sort of play a factor in this whole thing?
You know what? Whether it does or whether or not, it remains to be seen, but I don't want to use that as an excuse for forgetting the words, because everyone else on that stage had to do the same thing I did, and they didn't forget the words.
Right.
But you know some people did, but as a rule, most people didn't forget the words, and I did, so, you know, I own that.
I realize the time constraints don't let you do the whole song, but would you like to have done, just like do the whole song as people know it? Would it have made it easier for you in a way?
It probably would have made it easier if there was only one version of the song
right.
to remember.
Yeah.
But well, once again, everyone else was dealing with the same issues that I did. You know, I just got jarred by the audience.
And who are you most looking forward to working with out of the you know, people that are coming on the show?
The people who are coming on upcoming shows?
Yeah, yeah.
I was really looking forward to working with Tony Bennett.
Okay, what is it about him?
You know, in college I was actually a jazz major. He's just been so prolific in the jazz community, and he's actually done stuff outside of the jazz world. And he's just been around for so long. I'm sure he's got some great stories to tell and some great advice to give. Like, he's the coolest guy in show business.
Well, luck, and congratulations on making the show.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate you saying that.
The judges each week told you that you were choosing two in-between songs, ones that weren't showing you your range. And
mm-hmm.
still this week, you still chose a kind of an in-between song. Did you sense that you were maybe not following their advice, that you should have tried something a little more showing your voice off more?
You know, every decision I made for song choice was based on what I felt. You know, sometimes you think you're taking the judges into advice into consideration, but you're actually not. You know, you can't predict what they're going to say and what they're going to feel about your performance. You know, I didn't feel like it was a safe song. I didn't feel like it was a in-between song. I had fun with the song, and I thought it allowed me to show off my range, but apparently it didn't.
Okay. And the other thing I was going to say is, usually when someone approaches someone, everyone will have a different approach. Someone would call her Diana, some would call her Miss Ross, some people would hug her, some would shake hands. But every single contestant called her Miss Ross, and everyone hugged her. Was something said to you guys ahead of time, like, please refer to her as Mrs. Ross, or she likes to hug, or anything like that?
No, not at all, because the thing about her is that when you meet Miss Ross, you want to call her Miss Ross. She's earned that. She's
okay.
been, you know, she's been in the business for 40 some odd years. You know, 40 years. She's earned the right to be called Miss Ross. You know, no one had to tell us anything.
Okay, well, cool. I respect you too. I'll call you Mr. Rogers now. Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks.
Welcome to my neighborhood.
Hey, Brandon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You're holding up with all this.
Oh yeah, my voice is going.
So I want to know. I know that you guys don't have that much interaction with the judges before the shows until you're standing in front of them. But did they come up to you after the show and say anything to you, Simon, Randy, Paula?
You know what? They all came up to me after I got voted off the other day, and nothing but positive stuff. It all, you know, they all told me it was my song choice. It's not my singing. Not my ability. It's all about song choice. I didn't choose the right songs, and in retrospect, being 2020, hindsight rather, I know that to be true. I know I didn't pick songs that best displayed what I can do. I had, you know, the luck of choosing a good song for the first audition always on my mind when I sang that. And you know, honestly, maybe that was a bad song choice because it made them hold me to that standard, and I never quite lived up to it. And that essentially is why I got sent home. I think it has, you know, very little to do with me forgetting the words.
And my second question is, we know now that the theme next week is the British pop theme, and was there any particular song you would have loved to have sing in that genre, or do you think that's going to be a really tough genre for the next
11? I think it's going to be fantastic for everybody. I think it's going to be fun. I was going to sing Whiter Shade of Pale. Song's great melody, and that would have given me a chance to really show off.
Oh, hi. I guess I just got in there. Just going off, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you doing, Delana?
I'm doing okay. Just kind of going off the last question, since when you get songs, you have to pick from an approved list. What song is kind of your swan song that if you could have sang anything that would have blown us away, what would it have been?
It would have been Song for You by Donny Hathaway.
Okay. And why do you love that song so much?
You know, when I do my live show, as I've done in the past, you know, I've done a few club dates here and there. It's the one, I sit down and play that song on the piano, and it always goes well and over well, and it always feels good singing it. It's just got a great sentiment to it and a beautiful melody, and I would have loved to have knocked that out of the park if I could.
We would have loved to hear you sing it. Well, best of luck.
Well, you will one day.
Okay, great.
Just want to thank everybody for taking the time to interview me. You know, this has been a blast for me, and it's been a great experience to be a part of the American Idol experience. I'm hoping that there's more to come for me. I'm going to do the best I can to do that.